Eddie, just how proud of your players are you after that victory?
Yeah, incredibly proud, because most things, again, were chucked against us today. Having a man sent off away from home in the Championship, it does obviously change the game, and it makes it incredibly difficult to win the game, obviously to also get a point. So to show the character that we did. But it wasn't only the result, it was the manner in which we got it. I actually forgot second half that we had a man less. I sort of had to remind myself at the end of the game, because the game didn't look like 11v10, it looked like 11v11. I thought the lads worked incredibly hard. There were some massive performances from individuals, and it's a fantastic win for us, and hopefully it's the thing that starts our season.
When you with 11, you probably should have been comfortably ahead by the time the red card did come.
Yeah, I think they had a good chance within the first 6-7 seconds of the game. But from that point onwards, I thought we were very good. And the frustrating thing for us is we lose Jan for 3 games, potentially without looking at it again. But that was probably Jan's best 35 minutes, however long he was on the pitch for. I thought he was outstanding. And that was a real killer blow for us, because he is so important to us, as I've said before. But Callum really stepped up to the plate and scored 2 great goals.
You said you haven't seen it back. What was your initial thoughts on the red card?
My initial thoughts was, I can see why the referee gave a red card. His foot was high, but there was no malice in it. Jan plays like that a lot. He's very good in the air with his feet. He's very flexible within his joints, and we've seen many times him set goals up that way. So there was no malice intended, but I can see why the referee's given a red.
You mentioned down to 10 and some tired bodies, but you saw the game out. It wasn't as if you were under the cosh and having to throw bodies in for the entire last 10 minutes. Obviously, there was pressure, but you saw the last 10 minutes relatively easily.
Yeah, I thought we did. I thought we were disciplined, we were professional. But not only that, we kept the ball. We didn't just shut up shop, and I think that was the key thing. We kept passing the ball, we kept asking questions of them, and that gave us a foothold to obviously score the 2 goals.
What does this performance rank in the season?
It's a good question. Where does it rank? It must rank as the best one, because I think we've run away from home. Bolton are down where they are, but they've got very good players. You look at the players, a lot of those guys have played in the Premier League. Obviously, they've had their troubles. They've changed their manager, and that usually gives teams a positive reaction. But we dealt with all those things. And as I say, hopefully it kickstarts our season, because we need some consistent results, and that's obviously what we're looking for next.
There must be some tired bodies in that change room. You mentioned about people really putting in a shift just this afternoon.
Yeah, they did, but I think that's the hallmark of Bournemouth teams. I think they always, within recent years, they've always given everything. Even during our disappointing results this campaign, I can never accuse the players of giving anything but 100%, and that's the only thing that's going to give us a chance to be successful going forward.
Does it show the impressive fitness levels, though, to be able to play for 10 and win with 10 for 6?
I think not only fitness levels, but composure. It shows good discipline. It shows that we're able to recover from setbacks, and we have to be mentally strong to achieve what we achieved. And those question marks have been labelled at us in those areas, but we responded superbly.
Just finally, after a performance like that, is it a frustration to have 2 weeks off? Is it a welcome break?
Probably a frustration for us, because I think you'd want a game pretty quickly. The lads will be on a high, but it is what it is. I think we have to use it positively, use this break to come back in even better than we've left it. And I think that win does set us up nicely. It means it's been a good start to the season. When you consider the games we've played, the teams we've played all of the top 4 before a ball was kicked today, 3 of them away from home, so it's been a tough start.